from Poland.
Hello, Naked Scientist. In media, quite often we can hear that meditation changes the brain. I thought everything we do, study or experience changes our brains. Is there something unique to the practice of meditation, or is it just another media hype? And in fact, meditation is no better than other relaxation / concentration techniques or cognitive behavioral therapies. I'd like to hear what's your view on this. Thank you.
Well, that's a really interesting question. Now, meditation has been used for thousands of years, but just recently people have started doing scientific research into it. And you're right when you say that everything we do changes the brain, but the changes don't happen immediately with just one time of doing something. What you need is to do something repeatedly, and by repeating it, then you'll build up the changes in the brain. So what meditation does is you have to practice it. You have to do it repeatedly and you get better at it. And while you're doing that, there are changes going on in the brain. So using EEG studies, which look at the brain waves that you produce, there have been lots of studies on mindfulness meditation, which link lower frequency waves with meditation. And that suggests that when you're in this meditative state, you're more relaxed. But actually, when they look at the waves more carefully, you've also got waves linked with attention and awareness. So you're sort of in this interesting, relaxed but aware state, which is something that a lot of other practices don't put you into. And when you look at the brains of people who meditate regularly compared to people who don't, you actually see changes in the structure of the brain.
Can I just ask you then, Ginny, just for clarity, is that there already, and therefore people who are good at meditation already have that ability? Or is this something that comes along with people who become practiced at the art of meditation?
So that's a difficult question to answer, because a lot of studies, because it's cheaper and easier, will take a group of meditators and a group of non-meditators. There have been some intervention studies that have seen some of these changes over an 8-week course of meditation. So that does suggest that there are structural changes going on. We also know that meditation can improve medical conditions, depression, anxiety. A lot of these kind of things can be improved with meditation, and that suggests that there must be something going on in the brain. Now, there are regions that are consistently altered, and they're regions that are involved in things like memories and being aware of your own body, as well as attention regulation and tuning out distractions. Well, you can see that you need to do those things when you're meditating. You're tuning into your kind of inner consciousness and tuning out what's going on around you. And we know that the more you practice something, whether it's a musical instrument or a sport, the better you get at it. So the suggestion is that meditation is practicing being aware of your emotions, dealing with them, tuning out distractions. That is going to change your brain, as everything does, and make you better at those things.
Good advice there, Ginny. And this is definitely something I do, because when I'm doing sort of boring, repetitive tasks, gardening, mowing the grass, that kind of thing, I often use this as a really good opportunity to sort of mentally rehearse things I want to try and remember, or run through facts that I want to sort of get to the bottom of. And it's really good to sort of have that almost isolation from everything else, because you're doing something boring and repetitive and you can put yourself in a sort of cognitive bubble and concentrate on doing something completely different.
Well, the way memory works, the more times you recall a memory, the stronger the trace of that memory is in your brain, and the more likely you are to remember it in the future. So I think that's a very good idea.
Now, Ed Wilson has been listening very, very